This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God's new normal will always lead to greater. 2020 has been a year, and we've just hit the halfway mark. More than 100,000 U.S. lives lost due to the coronavirus. 1 in 4 Americans are out of work. And racial tensions peaked 2 weeks ago when another unarmed black man, George Floyd, was killed at the hands of police, sparking protests about race and police brutality worldwide. When so much change happens all at once, and you didn't see it coming, and you don't know how long it will last, it can cause you to crave for things to go back to normal. The funny thing is that the old normal may not have been all that great, but it's what we know. This is exactly what happened to the Israelites who had been in slavery for 400 years. God not only brought them out of bondage, but they witnessed the miracle he performed to get them out. Yet as soon as they experienced uncertainty, they wanted to go back. And for them, that was slavery. Here's the good news. God's new normal will always lead to a better place. When I study God's word, I look for patterns, and I see that the Israelites went from bondage to a land overflowing with milk and honey. Joseph went from the prison cell to the palace. He took David from the shepherd's field to a 40-year reign as king. So even with so much uncertainty we all may be experiencing, I can see God's new normal as clear as day. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blue Blessings YouTube channel. So today, think greater.